This is Akashvani, the news read by Apu Gopak. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a five-day tour to Cyprus, Canada and Croatia tomorrow. At an invitation of President of Cyprus Nikos Christodoulidis, PM Modi will pay an official visit to Cyprus tomorrow. In the second leg of his visit, at an invitation of Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney, Modi will travel to Kananaskis in Canada on 16th of this month to participate in the G7 summit. In the final leg of his tour, Modi will undertake an official visit to Croatia on 18th of this month. Croatia is being seen as a potential partner in the India, Middle East, Europe economic corridor. The government has formed a high-level multidisciplinary committee for examining the causes leading to the crash of Air India flight AI171 from Ahmedabad to London on Thursday. In a social media post, the Ministry of Civil Aviation said the committee will examine the existing standard operating procedures and guidelines issued to prevent and handle such occurrences. It will also suggest comprehensive guidelines for dealing with such instances in the future. The investigation into the plane crash is underway and multiple agencies have joined the investigation. At least 254 people, including 241 people on board, died in the incident. Minister of State for Home Affairs, Harsh Sanghvi, held a review meeting with the Gujarat Forensic Science Experts team at FSL in Gandhinagar. Talking to media, the minister said 36 forensic experts in Gujarat are working round the clock to speed up the DNA matching. He said the center has also sent a team of forensic experts to aid the team. Ayush Minister Pratap Rao Jadhav today said that yoga represents India's aspiration for global well-being. Speaking at the Global Yoga Summit, Yoga Connect in New Delhi, he said that humanity is presently facing various challenges across the world and added that yoga is a gift and legacy from India to the world for a global peace. The results of medical entrance exam NEET undergraduate 2025 have been declared by National Testing Agency today. The scorecards are available on the official website of the exam. Mahesh Kumar of Rajasthan has ranked first, while Utkarsh Awadhia from Madhya Pradesh and Krishang Joshi from Maharashtra have been ranked second and third respectively. Union Minister for Petroleum and Natural Gas Hardeep Singh Puri said that the country has adequate energy supplies for the coming months. He informed this in a social media post after holding a review meeting yesterday with the Petroleum Secretary and heads of Indian Energy Public Sector Undertaking. The oil supply update by the minister attaches importance given that the international oil prices shot up sharply yesterday after Israeli attack on Iran. The first batch of pilgrims for Kailash Mansarovar Yatra will reach Gangtok tomorrow. Sikkim government has made all arrangements to welcome them. Kailash Mansarovar Yatra is going to begin on 20th of this month after a gap of 5 years. Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang will flag off the Yatra at Nathula. Rao said that the pilgrimage will get all medical and other requirements. Iran and Israel have exchanged heavy missile strikes in a dramatic escalation of their long-standing hostilities. The conflict intensified early Friday when Israel launched largest air offensive striking Iranian nuclear and military sites. In retaliation, Iran fired a barrage of missiles at Tel Aviv, responding to what it described as a surprise aerial assault. The External Affairs Ministry has said Indian nationals and persons of Indian origin in Iran who need help may contact on the emergency number of the Embassy of India in Iran. The contact numbers are +989128109115 and +989128109109. Meanwhile, Embassy of India in Israel today released an advisory urging all Indian nationals in Israel to stay vigilant and adhere to the safety protocols as advised by the Israeli authorities and Home Front Command in view of the prevailing situation in the region. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.